After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Be right on me!
I keep them beers right on me.
Skin is right on me.
Still got them beers right on me.
I got them beers right on me.
I'm Mr. Six of them.
What up, After Buzzers? What up? What up, everybody out there?
Hey,
I keep that back right
up, thug, you know what I mean?
I keep that right up on me.
Yo, welcome to the Love and Hip Hop After Show. Y'all already know who it is. It's your boy, Stefan. I am in the building with my girl, your girl, Trinae.
What's up? Your girl, Trinae. What's popping?
Y'all don't know her yet, but this is Bentley. What up?
What's good? It's Bentley. How you doing tonight?
And y'all have seen him on a bunch of shows. He'll name them all in a little bit. Khalil.
Yo, first off, we not even going to act like, we just going to act like you ain't going to introduce me first. We ain't going to talk about that. Yo, y'all can find me on Twitter and on Instagram. Bark if you want to. Bark if you want to.
You know what I'm saying?
Khalil or Boo Boo.
Boo Boo?
Khalil or Boo Boo?
Get it right.
Yo, so right. We feeling mad ratchet today. You know, shout out to my boy Jesse, who ain't in the building because Jesse's
Yo,
under the weather.
Yo, shout out to DJ Jesse J.
DJ Jesse J.
Man, I don't want to like... For you really are like giving me the Friday smoky feel right now.
Because I'm all about it.
I'm really all about it.
Can you say
with that? I'm going to get smoky tonight. I'm loving it. I'm turned up right now.
And you know this, man.
Let's get it started. Y'all already know you can join us live in the chat because we love hearing from y'all. So jump on it. And this episode's called The Fallout, which is basically what happens with every little group on this show is constantly falling out. So let me see what I want to start with, because I'm going to start low and then we'll go high. I'm going with Tara and her needing some therapy.
Oh, Lord.
You know, was not new.
She had to go see the therapist, Dr. Jeff, and Dr. Jeff looks like... I feel like Dr. Jeff is stressing.
Dr. Jeff ain't getting these checks.
He ain't getting these checks.
All these women who can't respect themselves and get themselves in these situations, he's like, come on, talk to me.
From all the reality shows. Real Housewives of Atlanta. He's killing it.
Dr. Jeff ain't getting these checks. He ain't playing.
He's got the same advice for everybody. Because
they all doing the same shit.
Exactly. Creep squad.
So he listens to Tara for basically an hour or something like that. And at the end of the day, he still says, well, you gotta take responsibility.
And what she
and that's all we've been saying.
You know
what's screaming?
You know what's really sad is that she met Peter when she was 23, and she's now 13 years later, and she still hasn't learned.
Even sadder than that, she was 23.
Grad school.
She's so articulate. Like I just
articulate, smart girl, bright future. Meets Peter Guns.
Man, how did that happen?
It was Uptown Baby.
It was at the club.
It was Uptown Baby. That's how it started.
Damn, you got a degree? You really supposed to be my...
You're smart.
You supposed to be my wife. You wifey.
You
smart.
You loyal.
Right
loyal.
You made
you
your
should
key.
Be winning. You should be winning.
Gwinnin.
You should be winning.
They don't want you to graduate. So what we gonna do? We gonna get a degree.
Or we gonna make a baby. Either way.
We gonna make a baby. One of the two. Major key.
So she's talking to Dr. Jeff, and you know, God bless Dr. Jeff for even listening to these people. I'm sure he's probably got a PhD of some sort and is looking down like, this is where my life is gone.
You know,
it's
what
the checks, though. It's the checks.
Get them checks.
Exactly.
Get them coins. We need all the coins. We said, need all the coins.
She says to Dr. Jeff, you know, I've been with him since I was 23. He's been lying to me from day one. He lied about his age. He lied about having children.
Or, by multiple women.
By multiple women. He lied about the women he was banging on the side. He's been lying from day one. 13 years later, she's still with him.
So he was saying that he was 28. In reality, he probably was about 35.
Around that.
Give or take.
Like,
so then give him 13 years. So he like what? 40.
He like 45.
Still doing the same thing.
Still doing the same thing.
48.
What changed in year 13? You know what I'm saying? Like after,
nothing.
I feel like after year 3, don't even fight with him no more. You just causing a headache for everybody.
Right. Just live in his building with the Mina. Just
take it.
Sister 13. Wives. You guys should just all live together, work it out, you know, as a family.
Yeah. 13 years later, he still got on the workman Tims, the jeans, and the white
constructs.
Meter. You know what I'm saying? He still looked like the same dude, but he didn't age bad though.
He did. That
I gotta give it
like
to Peter.
Crack
right that's
like
you don't have to worry about.
That's
you don't
exactly
have to worry about
say.
Stressing though. These women have to stress. They over here popping his babies out, crying themselves to sleep. He could easily go to the next couch and it's nothing. And that's really
next door at that.
Like, really, really like
she
sad
said it right.
To me.
The next couch because Peter doesn't have an apartment. He ain't got his own money. I don't know what happened to Peter.
He could
since Uptown Baby.
Uptown Baby. That was a banger though.
Let's go.
Like when I was in high school. Exactly.
When we were young, Peter, you were banging.
You were
dude.
The man.
Peter's done.
The takeaway is to respect yourself, ladies. That is the takeaway.
The takeaway is that she's pregnant now.
Yeah, so she hits us with a bombshell. She hits us with a bombshell. You know what? So she says, she kind of slides this on us, even though we saw, you know, you'd already shown me the her IG photos that she's taken with her baby out to here.
So, if y'all didn't see on Shade Room, this girl got on a Camino, some red chopsticks, some lace lingerie outfit with, I don't know what she's trying to sell.
So she did the geisha thing.
The geisha thing, like, and then had the nerve to play Beyonce Flawless in the background for the video. And then she had a photo shoot of her, this was tasteful, it was like gold all over her body. I wish we can get the chat popping so I could really get, if you know,
Stephen,
y'all opinions
chat.
On this,
chat,
because
Stephen.
This was not cool. Like, you could tell she's finally, like, happy that, oh, yeah, I'm about to have his baby again.
Like, I got him back. It's my turn again. Right. Amina, pause.
I'm going to tell you when I knew she was plotting, just based on what we saw today. She comes out with, she drops a bomb about being pregnant, but she says, I'm 5 months pregnant. So she's halfway through an entire delivery. You know what I'm saying? I think my opinion is she waited because Amina dropped that bomb last week. She was like, I've been pregnant, but low key, I'm going to wait till it's beyond being able to be terminated.
Right.
So that he has to keep my baby and come back to me.
She was like, wait, I'm going to let you finish.
I'm going to let you finish.
I'm going to let you finish.
But I already got to see
her. Oh my goodness. That is so
I've been
bad.
Cooking for months
I've
over
been
here,
for
honey.
Months.
The bun
Yo,
in the oven.
I can barely read that, but I know that y'all are going in on that.
If Jesse was here, he'd say, I'm so over Tara in this whole situation. Shout out to my boy, Jesse. So that's Tara. I mean, you know, they had a little scene with Amina. Amina was super distraught because Peter was gone. He was gone for weeks. And, you know, I thought it was hilarious because they said directly after she terminated the pregnancy, Peter showed back up. Like, the coast is clear?
Right.
No,
We're good. Round two, we're good.
Did you handle that thing I told you to handle?
Right. Okay, good.
The thing. You know what I'm the thing.
Exactly.
But she still loves him, though.
You
she does. She's so genuine,
loyal.
Though.
You loyal.
He's like, you know, after I found out, I was like, might as well go over and bust another nut. She's getting abortions. She'll get another one. Why not?
That's just so horrible. That's your husband. You know, like, that's the worst.
They got the most weirdest freaking arrangement. It's just... Is this what our generation is coming down to?
Basically.
So. Yeah.
We get married, separate apartments.
Because they ain't singing about love no more. That's why.
Uh-oh.
Switch
they ain't
that.
Singing about love no more. But we ain't here to talk about that.
Well, moving on from that, because Amina's got her own issues, and, you know, obviously Tara's going to drop that bomb on the whole family. I call them a family because they all live in the same complex.
Blended family.
Blended family. Yeah. You know?
That's the term these
modern
days.
Family.
Modern family. There like, you go. That's even, what's even better. Yes.
So she's gonna drop that on the Modern Family next week. But I just you know let's get into mercy. You said weird relationships. Let's talk about Let's talk about DJ Self and his family. His family showed up. He brought his you're dying of it.
He's grinning.
Khalil Abu. Oh, it's a Khalil Abu Boo. Shout out.
I appreciate you.
There you go.
Thank you.
There you go.
Some kissy faces.
Oh, you got some peoples out there.
Yeah, follow me.
Slide in the DM, old girl.
Slide in the DM.
Oh, my goodness.
Back to DJ Self. So DJ Self brought his daughter out, which, you know, now everybody, you know, Rich brought his daughter out. Self brought his daughter out. I feel like it's some kind of...
They all have cute daughter. Both of them have cute daughters,
super cute
though,
little
right?
girl, but I feel like it's a child support release program or something. You know? like it's Your
it's
Honor,
a Creep Squad release program. It's a new initiative they're doing for the upcoming season.
It's like, Your Honor, look at the video, how good I am with my daughter. Can you just cut this and cut me some slack? You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know... Anyway, super cute girl. Her name's Kayla. Kayla was very nice.
Yeah, she was.
She had such a sweet smile.
She seems oblivious to who her father is, though.
They look
like,
kind of alike, though.
They did. They had the same smile. Kind of smile and whatnot.
Yeah.
She seems like she may have been raised away from him. Maybe.
Far away.
Far away. Like Rich D's daughter. Same thing. Far away.
She was super articulate, very cute, super innocent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
keep that, girl.
Your dad.
Keep it.
Yeah, you come visit your daddy every now and again. Yeah. Well, no.
Every Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Because he's grimy. I'm so sick of these dudes, you know, claiming this Creep Squad crap. I'm over it. I'm like, listen.
I was cool with Creep Squad when
with the original
I felt
Creep Squad.
Stevie J was the captain.
Okay. Yes.
Now, when Stevie J is creeping,
right.
I'm gung-ho. Let's do it. Sign right. me up.
It's because he does the rat face.
Exactly. And everything else. And he's creative with it.
Exactly. Not gonna get, yeah.
Anyway, with the new guys, I'm like...
Man. They're like
bootleg version, yeah.
Well, because you feel like they're really slimy.
Yeah.
They're like it's Stevie J. There's a film on them. You know
that
right.
when they walk by, you could just see it just oh my. Passing.
What's the kid on Charlie Brown at Pigpen? They got the Pigpen. The dirt just follows them around.
It's the goose from Goosebumps. It just survives.
So he brings his daughter out. He's super cute. They had a nice time out in the park. Having a little picnic, I guess, they were doing.
He brought out his comforter.
from off the bed. You know he got the one off the bed.
No food.
Oh, my goodness.
That's terrible.
No food.
Where no was food again. At? There's never any food.
It's never any food.
Hey, Steven, can you make that a little bigger for me?
Yeah, because I'm ready to get in with them.
I know they're going in. So he brought the at-home comforter off the bed. he's trying to class it up for his daughter. So I was feeling Self. He's like, I'm dating Yorma now. She's my main chick. I want to introduce my daughter to my main chick. I was feeling that whole scenario.
But the fact that they call her the main chick means they're side chicks. And like the fact she's like, oh, I'm his main chick. He introduced
that.
Me to the world as
Preach.
His main chick. Is like, that means he has side chicks. And you're okay with that?
Right,
Preach.
Obviously.
At least openly you're okay with that? Like, that's
what
something
does she
on the
do
low.
For a living?
Preach.
She's a bootleg Sin Santana. That's how I feel.
Uh-oh.
Come for her. Come for her.
So Yorma Sorry, comes Yorma. Out. She's super excited. She just got the shout out on the radio. Now she's getting to meet the daughter. I mean, she's making strides to being wifey.
That's what you do. You're trying to lock it down.
Yeah.
You gotta make her feel special.
She's making strides to be wifey.
She'll be pregnant soon, next season.
She's gonna be like, I'm never going nowhere because now I met his daughter. Like, I'm meeting the kids. Next will be his mom. Like,
yeah.
She thinks she has a chance.
Yeah, she's becoming wifey. And, you know, we're kind of in it. I can hear like the violins playing and whatever, and it's like they're out there having the whole picnic, and then we crash cut to Cardi B and the video shoot whatever they were doing, the wardrobe styling for the video shoot.
Yeah,
and I'm like, and I'm like, it's like the music just abruptly halts, and I'm like, I can't respect Self. That sounds weird. Like I'm talking about me, right?
Not DJ Self is now, you know, I got the juice. The video. He's getting ready for the video.
I'm having Cardi B star in it.
Keep it 100, though. This chick, so Cardi B, we all know, punched your girl in the head a couple times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's going to drag your chick. And then you're going to shoot a video and make Cardi B the star of your video?
It's like blatant disrespect.
It right. Is. And just, you're going to be like,
well, at least I'm the main chick. I mean,
but dudes be acting mad like they don't know. Like, oh, well, baby, I don't know why you tripping.
That's what you got.
She punched me in the head.
You got major disrespect. How are you going to have this female in the video that I clearly don't want you around, and she's the main chick in the video?
Battle of the main chicks.
Forever.
So that's future. We're going to get into that.
Randomly throughout the day.
That's like a car accident that we can almost see, preparing to happen. But, she's looking at some, they're saying that they're just handling business. This is a business relationship. I got my air quotes out in case y'all can't see me. Y'all listening on the podcast. It's a business relationship. Why do you want a business relationship with somebody that asks at a wardrobe styling, do you want me to be thoughty or classy?
The fact that's a word, thoughty. Like, that's a way to dress now. Literally. Thoughty and classy.
She embellished a word that's not a word into a whole nother term.
Black people.
Like, should I be thoughty or should I be classy?
You don't do business with thoughties.
But the fact that they think that they can do both at the same thing, that doesn't exist. Like, you can't blend them.
You don't do business with thoughties, period. It just don't make sense.
Clearly in New York.
Unless you're in Love and Hip Hop.
Clearly in New York.
So, let's now enter Rose. Rose is the wardrobe stylist.
Air quotes again.
Well, Rose apparently owns her own clothing line or clothing company.
Indictment,
called Beauty
right?
Bar.
Yeah.
At Indictment, yep. Called Beauty Bar. So y'all tell us if that's really something. Rose had DJ sound back in the day and music. I mean, yeah. Y'all got to keep on reading this, so y'all let me know what's going on up there. They be having some interesting stuff.
He poured Crystal on my ass.
Oh, what?
I love that. Thoughty chic. There you
thoughty
go.
Thoughty chic. Wow.
Okay.
Patrick Kane.
Yes, Crystal.
There you go.
She was a music video ho?
Of course she was.
Rose? Because she came in there. She's like, I had my eye on him for a minute. When I see what I like, I get what I like.
With the poppy, though. Nervous, poppy.
Get what
no
I
need
want.
To be nervous,
you know what
poppy.
Be funny about these women? You know, we get introduced to Rose. She's the wardrobe stylist. We're ready to respect her because she's and she's at work. Right. We're like, oh, okay. They're like, oh, you know, I got my own line. I got Beauty Counter, blah, 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 this and that, or Beauty Bar, whatever it is. And then she's like, but I need his help. So all these girls on this, on all of the Love and Hip Hop's everything, they always need the help of like some shady individual.
Low self-esteem.
Is that what it is?
Troubled households.
Is that what it is?
Life in the hood.
No fathers in the home.
We can go on and on with that.
She's like, you know, you ain't even got to worry about nothing because I'm ready. And you see the way she was holding the table? She was very sexual.
Yeah, immediately.
She oozed sexuality. You could feel it through the TV.
I was like, damn.
Are you nervous?
I'm nervous now.
No need to be nervous, Poppy.
Nervous now.
Before we get to that, so I'm like, so she said he needs the help of self, DJ self. I said, okay, maybe because self's a DJ, he can shout her out, get, you know, more clientele coming in, blah, blah, blah. And then she just turned into like this thirsty, real wild chick that start pitching herself.
I want to get personal.
Yeah, immediate. I was like, wait,
I
want to
get personal.
And I'm so sick and tired, and y'all help me out. I'm so sick and tired of women calling themselves bosses.
I forgot about that.
That's true.
If you
got to
call
true.
Yourself a boss,
then you're not a boss.
You're not a. You
people
are not the
recognize
boss.
It. Exactly. Yeah. I agree.
No, it's been thrown around too much in rap songs from female rappers.
I'm a boss. So I'm a like, boss. No, you're not.
I'm a boss. I own my own business. I drive a Benz. I do everything. I really just.
I sell life tea on IG.
I'm a boss. I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
Or
don't
whatever.
Nobody tell me what to do because I'm a boss and I make the decisions.
Rose said her and DJ Self could be a power couple and run the city. Oh, Rose. So I guess crash cut to Self and Rose. Self is pretending to want to have a business dinner with Rose.
He's such a bad liar, though. I feel like on his cameo, like, he couldn't even stop smiling. Like,
he
knew he was being trifling. He couldn't even help himself. He's like, well, I'm going to lie to y'all, but, you know.
That's been him for the whole season, though. He can't even hide the shade. It's like, I'm doing some shady stuff.
Right. God, yeah. I can't leave. About to get my dick sucked tonight.
Oh my God.
Can't wait. going in for a meeting, but I just cleaned my dick. I got a hot towel. I got a hot towel in the car.
Sometimes it's that exciting.
She said hot towel in the car. You didn't even catch that.
No, because you got to wipe it off.
I'm so mad at you right now.
She's let that one in there.
I'm so mad at you. Sometimes it's that exciting.
I'm so mad.
First of all, business meeting at night. I thought that we could be meeting for lunch.
Yeah, she's trying to transition.
Because you ain't a boss. You don't know how bosses do it. Bosses meet over boss dinner. Okay, oh, steak and lobster. Boss meals.
Boss meals.
Boss meals, I guess.
So, they didn't even have the
food at the table.
Well, you know, they never got food. They didn't order anything. They
no had, appetizers.
No
nothing.
Appetizers.
She just, they didn't ate, have she just ate his face.
They didn't even have drinks. She was already begging to be in his lap, doing the most.
She was ready to be his drink.
She was already talking in the confessional about going home with them before they even did anything.
She wanted him to drink from the Fountain of Rose.
Ooh. That's a lot.
There's a lot
you
of
know girls going here like this. Drink from the Fountain of Rose.
She's kind of getting me hot in that scene. I was like, okay, Rose.
Oh, Lord. So, yeah, so Rose and Self try to pretend. He said, what was he talking about? Walking in, he was like, I didn't tell Yorma about this meeting because it's a business meeting. This dude is a recipe for disaster for a main chick who knows that she's a main chick.
Right, right.
And there's inside chicks, but at least you gotta be somewhat 100.
The thing I don't understand is, like, season after season, they know
75.
They know that there's a reunion at the end where all of this is going to show. So you think that they would try to be a little bit smarter about getting
Mona
caught.
Mona loves it.
She does. She's a smart woman. Yeah. I like her.
We got a lot of reinforcement. We got checks lined up. But everything's going to be okay. So.
Mona loves
we
it.
We got security following that girl. Don't you even worry.
You know what? And just to close out on Self, because he introduced us to his daughter, Kayla, how embarrassing is it going to be for her? Because she's in this social media world, so she knows her dad's a trifling ass dude.
Right.
She probably gets props because he's like a super cool DJ, though.
Yeah, and she's probably going to date somebody just like him. How's he feel?
I hope not.
How's that feel, Self?
I hope Uh-oh. Not.
Hopefully
I hope
not.
We can save the daughter.
She's sweet.
She's really trying to save her.
I yeah, like hope there's hope for her.
Yeah.
But you know what had me mad is when he's like, you know, I really just hope that she don't try to throw it at me because I might hit the Quan.
Oh, my goodness.
They said diamond strawberry again. No, good. Yeah, yeah, he's talking about hitting the Quan.
What?
And then he tried to do it a little bit. I was like,
she's like, don't get it better than me, baby, because if you need to keep your eye on the prize, you go on, bro.
What type of boss throws herself on a man in that fashion?
Because a boss knows what she wants.
And she gets what she wants.
And a boss gets what she wants.
Exactly. There you go.
Lord.
All right. Boss.
Speaking of bosses, let's talk about a real boss.
Who you a boss of?
Let's get into a little bit of Remy Ma and Ra Ali.
Yes.
I love Remy. That's my chick. I love her.
Remy all day.
Remy all day.
Yo, you really just showing me your character right now. Barking.
But she does it so hard with her palms, though. It's like she means business.
Well, listen, she was in prison.
Look,
so.
We know.
She's about that life.
First off, I don't know anybody who shoots somebody, then raps about it, then goes to jail.
Like, it comes back like, listen, like, and, like, look, and I'll cut you too.
I feel like y'all know I'm on probation, so y'all trying to take advantage.
Yes,
and I don't like it, but I'm trying to be a better person.
So let's get into it. It starts off really cute because Remy Ma and Riley are, she comes out on a little Skywalker and whatever. They got the little BFF, you know, banter going back and forth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Ra is all about this launching her clothing line. She's got a maxi line. What's a maxi?
Like the maxi pad, right?
Hey!
Or that.
You know, the dresses that be in the summer that all the big booty girls be wearing. You know, you like them dresses.
The long sundresses.
But they
were
the maxi dresses.
The sundresses.
You know?
I know what a sundress is.
The maxi dresses where it, like, you know, really just accentuates the curves and the body.
I feel like y'all be making stuff up. Like, every week y'all got something new. Yes! Every time, and stuff be looking the same. Go ahead.
It could either be like a straight maxi dress, right, or it could be, but with hers, it was more like.
How long maxi dress has been around?
So apparently, Ra's done a couple things, though. So she's got the maxi line. They call her the stiletto expert. So she was doing shoes?
She was selling shoes for a long time. She was an event planner. She was selling stilettos for a long time. She's a hustler.
Selling them out of her trunk.
Basically. She's a plug.
Get them coins. We need all the coins. Hashtag all the coins.
Yo, baby girl, let me hook you up. Let me hook your feet up real
but
quick.
But I feel like Remy was slightly throwing hella shade at her. Like, they them type of friends that'd be like, man, I hate that bitch.
Bitch!
When she was in the thing, it was like, so we not starting this conversation with a thank you?
I was cracking up.
You was dead on that.
She's so funny.
But here's the thing, though. I think it's kind of shady that she throws, but I feel like Ra deserves it.
Right.
She's constantly late. She's always, you know, like half-assing some stuff and putting it on other people, you know, from what Remy's saying. Remy's had to bail out of a lot of things, you know, take whatever's on her plate, half of that, and put it on her back. So
she's taking advantage, definitely, I feel like, as a friend. Like, she's pushing out her limits, for sure.
But I didn't know Remy was into the decorations, though. Remy's a... So Ra's asking Remy to decorate the event, which I didn't know that was in her skill set.
It's bestie squad points is what it is. It's just,
would you do that for your best friend? If she had a fashion
show.
If she was like, girl, like, I need you to do this, 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 and this.
No.
I might.
So
she was sure asking for a lot and not even offering no thank yous, no dinners, nothing.
She was asking
I mean,
for
I know
lot.
We're not supposed to do stuff without.
Well,
like,
we don't know. We don't know what she's going to give to it. Like, she might take care of it.
They might have cut that part out.
Maybe.
That's true.
But so back to Ross. She's setting up this event. She's going to launch her maxi line. She's going to have her newly signed artist kind of headline. So we're speaking about none other than my favorite, Mariah Lynn.
And I was making it.
Did you see her music video?
She said chuffle butter cream and when I'm hungry.
She has her music video for that Once Upon a Time I Was a Hoe video.
Already?
At least she owns it.
It's freaking terrible.
She owns it.
Mariah Lynn was a lot to take in. That was a lot.
Hope that
that's what most guys have said.
Oh, Lord.
A lot to take in.
Because she was a hop.
She was a hop.
I don't think I was ready.
So she headlines Mariah Lynn, and then she gets the, you know, the sit down with the now broken up BBOD.
Mm-hmm.
And she's gonna rep Lexi as a solo artist.
What did she say? Bum bitches.
I love that. I was gonna say bum bitches. But that's really, I think bum that's more appropriate.
What does it stand for?
Bad bitches on deck.
But they set themselves up.
But not when you're wearing
the
jewel turtleneck and all the cameos. You can't be like a bad bitch with that on and like hot pink eyeshadow. Not cute.
Yeah. Well,
I think there are other things to aspire to other than bad bitches. But
low key now.
I carry on.
She's going to manage Lexi as a solo artist. And she's all excited about, I'm talking about Ra now, all excited about having Lexi be a part of her event, but she doesn't have her be a part of the event as a rapper, but as a model, which I think is low-key.
Should
feel some kind of way.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I kind of see your point, but then at the same time, it's like you still were included with what we're doing.
Managing me to be an artist.
I agree.
Not a model.
I agree.
Right, that's true.
I agree. I see your point.
Yeah.
And plus, she was like around longer, so I feel like there should be some sort of loyalty to Mo over Mariah Lynn.
It ain't no loyalty. She was like, girl, she got this new single out. I don't know what you got. I ain't listened to none of your mixtapes. I ain't never listened to one of your demos.
That could be the producers being
so,
trying to set it up.
That's true.
That whole time. So.
And I guess Mariah Lynn does have an album that somebody's actually heard. So you can put her.
Because of DJ, he put her out there.
Yeah, yeah. So you can put her out there because she's got something.
You know what might have changed it? The fact that this is her show. This is Raw's show. So now I'm trying to do the best for my show. And even though you're my artist, if I can get this other person who has a little bit more clout.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to see who has more followers.
That's the case. That's 100% shade. That'd be a problem.
Because they're trying to do the same thing. Know. That's tough. They're trying to do the same thing. So anyway, let's get down to the event.
Somebody said Mariah Lynn versus Chanel West Coast and Iggy.
That would be funny.
Chanel West Coast.
My money on Chanel.
I guess Chanel too. I'm like, hey, Chanel West Coast, low key. Don't sleep. So we get to the event, and apparently, Remy Ma's done all the work.
Man.
So,
yes, we saw her
moving those chairs. Have you ever moved chairs? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I heard so many things, but thank you. But she was going in. I can't wait till we get to that.
So, Remy Ma's there, apparently doing this whole thing on her own. She brought the DJ. She set up the event. She decorated it. And up shows Raleigh late. And, like, you know, a princess. This looks great. This is beautiful. Thank you so much. And then
even a thank you, though. That's what she wanted. She wanted a thank you so much. That's why Remy Ma was pissed.
Remy Ma just wanted her to be like, oh, my gosh, girl. Like, she wanted a little bit of credit.
Exactly.
And she just walked in, and she just was like,
this looks nice.
Okay, so we're going to get to the chase.
You got to overdo it when somebody's doing you a favor.
Yes, right. Especially that much work. And she said she came in, like, super early and been working all day by herself.
The crack of dawn.
Yeah.
Which I doubt she's working by herself, but I get what she's saying.
Yeah.
No food. No food.
No snacks.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, there's a little tension since, you know, Ra shows up kind of late. Remy's like, you know, there's already been tension from the beginning.
Remy didn't even want to do it.
Yeah. So, now there's even more tension because she had to do it all by herself. And right in the middle of tension, Mona has, LaToya show up, who is supposed to be the designer for the event.
I felt bad for her. She should have just closed her mouth from the beginning. Right. She had no chance.
But, like, she even came up like, hey. That's not how you talk to Remy Ma.
Ever in your life. Ever.
You know who I am. Remind her who I am, please. Because I rap and I smack chicks.
I love that line. I rap and I smack chicks. I love that. Like her bread and butter. Like, don't get it twisted, ever.
What's the purpose of LaToya showing up, though? I didn't even really understand
it. To stir the pot.
Yeah. I was like, obviously. Why are you there? If you missed your chance to design the event, why are you at the event?
I thought she was the assistant, and she just turned into the designer for the show.
I don't know.
No, Ross said she had designer credits or something.
That's what I was thinking. So maybe, either way, though, this is like on some like low-budget fashion, but I guess in that community, she has some sort of reputation. Do you see those dresses? The patterns were not the business. I'm just saying.
LaToya shows up. You know, there's instant beef. Because Remy's already at a 9, and she don't need much to go to a 10.
Right.
Tick, tick, boom.
And Pap was going to be like, chill or whatever.
You know I'm tick, tick, boom.
We going home.
So there's a quick little exchange between LaToya and Remy Ma, which Remy says immediately, yo, I'm going to drag this bitch. Which, if y'all know anything about getting drugged, that's somebody who beats people's ass for real.
She shot and then, someone like, in the gut.
It's similar to sweeping. If you go like this when you're sweeping the floor, you just imagine like a head kind of being against the floor.
You're actually the broom.
Perfect visual. Love that. Yes, thank you.
I would have loved to. I would love to be the urban dictionary for
anybody who doesn't know.
Translator, we need a translator, please. Can we have an urban translator?
Wrap this shit up. Wrap this shit up. Moo moo. Grab the DJ. Get him out of here.
I love that. Get him out of here.
Because I'm ready.
So I'm taking myself and everything I brought, and we're getting out of here.
Which is everything. I'm taking the whole fashion show, and I'm going home.
Yes.
This is going to come off funny, but I want to commend Remy for...
Yeah, I'm proud of her, too. That was a moment.
She held anything Remy's doing.
Yes.
She stayed under control easily. That could have turned left.
You know she was super hot, too, because her eyes started to well up with tears from anger. Not because she's a weak chick, but just like that. I'm trying with everything inside of myself to not sock you in the face right now. I got to clap in. Don't get it twisted. You can have this DJ one time, but I don't fuck with you.
It's the one time that, you know, they cut to the confessional, and I really feel like she was having a confessional moment. She's like, yo, I think they're trying to take advantage of me. You know, because I'm on parole. Like, you know.
That was so real. She was really in her feelings. That was funny. I'm not having it, but you know I'm here.
This is my friend.
You will never
get
a chance to play me twice. I don't get played once.
Not once.
She's like, not leave. I'm fucked up. Never. If I go,
Yo, this is must-see TV. Whenever Remy Ma's on, you gotta watch.
Like, she needs a highlight,
if her boo was there, though, he would have checked the situation so quick. She would have been like,
Yeah, yeah.
You're right.
Quiet. You're nothing. Yeah. But you know what was crazy was it was going to be a silent fashion show.
I love that.
That's what she said. Silent fashion show.
It's going to be a silent fashion
that
show.
That was so good.
Just sitting here. Where are we going to play Pandora?
Everyone's got an iPhone. Yes.
On what speakers? Ain't no speakers. You can't even play Pandora. No, but she did come back.
Just put your phone in a cup.
You're trying to get this.
Oh, my goodness.
Trying to echo the sound out. I do want to commend again, Remy, thank you for being the bigger person. She said, you know, she took some deep breaths. She came back with the tears in her eyes, like, I want to kill you right now, low key, but I'm gonna stall you out and let you have the DJ. Go ahead and hook it back up. That's a boss, though.
Yes.
Yeah. Now that is, you know, a boss.
Yes. That's, she doesn't need to say it. She lets you know what it is, but yeah.
So confrontation's happening. Confrontation continues, and you got Lexi's walking the runway
with a stank face. Did you see that?
With the stank
her
face.
Her whole face was just like,
she noticed Mariah Lynn was actually taking the stage.
So she's feeling some kind of way. Mariah Lynn's doing her thing. She was doing her thing.
We should be proud of
whatever
her too,
thing
though.
Is.
But we should be proud of her too, because she said it herself. She's like, I'm gonna keep it cute. I'm gonna walk this runway, and I'm gonna handle business afterwards.
But the show was still going on.
Yeah. So you gotta, you gotta handle.
Well, no, but it was a small improvement.
But it went on with or without you.
People are still here and they can hear us.
Right.
Dudes was looking mad and comfortable. They was like, you hear what's going on in the
is
back?
That thing when you with the couple and they start fighting?
Awkward.
Yeah. Like,
she was looking away.
Should we leave?
No, wait. No, we gotta watch this, though.
We gotta stay here.
We gotta stay.
So, I gotta say something on Mariah. You know, I've been riding this Mariah Lynn train. I'm a fan of hers.
Everyone's been riding that train.
I set myself up.
That's the
Mariah Lynn train.
She, in the video, she was twerking. She was twerking that little cake she had.
She has cupcakes.
That little cake.
She didn't have real cupcakes. Cake. She got cupcakes.
Lord, she got like gumdrops. Ain't no cupcakes. Anyway, Mariah Lynn, though, got ran up on. She all she did was, her manager booked her a showcase. She did her thing.
Shame.
And now you got this chick running up on you talking about,
shame.
You know, why you got the showcase, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. All these women be trying to do is progress in their life, love their man, and build their career.
I'm done.
And there's always some bum bitch out here taking the stage when you supposed to be on stage and you was just a model, or getting your man pregnant when you supposed to be the one pregnant, and having abortions when you trying to keep your baby. It's so tough
it's
out
terrible.
Here.
It's
so tough.
It's a hard life.
It's life in New York.
But I do want to say, though, Mariah Lynn, when she got ran up on by Lexi, which I think Lexi was completely out of line, she said, look, dust me, bitch. If you going to do something, do
Wipe
it. And
down.
She stepped completely to Lexi.
She was with the business, but she she would have definitely got her ass whipped.
Wipe
but
me down.
We don't know that. We don't know that.
No. I think she would have got a couple quick ones in.
Nah.
Hey, foster care system. Hold up, dog. She got a few hands.
She been fighting.
She said,
dust
me then, bitch.
That's
you
true.
All barking, no bite. You got to do
she
something.
Did call her, she did call her out at that
called
point.
Called her right out.
I would have hit her.
I feel like Mariah Lynn had to, like, I'm ready.
She was ready.
She earned a couple stripes, a little street cred. I don't know how y'all. She did clown Lexi. I read it. She got a little street cred, and y'all got to give it to her. She stepped to Lexi and squashed that.
Yeah, she probably would whip her. I mean, she was a hoe. She
whether
she
was gonna win
herself.
Or not, she
a lot of times
she's been fighting all her life.
Exactly. So
all my life I had to fight.
It's I had I'm too done. Many things that I was gonna say, and I just stopped myself from saying
life,
all of them.
I had to fight.
All right, so on that note, we gonna go to predictions.
Predictions. One of these bitches will succeed.
Now,
which one? I don't know.
I do want to say, y'all see the mug. Go check out our sister network, Black Hollywood Live. And also check out The Beat with DJ Jesse J, who's not in the building today. All right. So what y'all got? Predictions.
Oh, my gosh. It's about to go down.
So they showed Raleigh and Lexi, who's pissed with Ra.
Rightfully so.
And she brings in the French Montana.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool. The first legit hip-hop artist on this entire show. Like,
she got the French
ever.
Montana. Miss the French.
That's the only ad-lib.
I still gotta learn how to do that. I haven't asked it yet.
No, look. Aspire for more.
Aspire for more?
Hashtag life goals.
I wanna be like you when I grow up.
I don't know why either.
So Friends is there. There was the Tara and the Peter confessional about the 5-month-old baby.
And I don't know why he still looks like he's surprised, though. He's like, as if you have 12 million children. Bro, like, bro, get it together.
He still don't know how that works, though.
Bro, you don't miss, bro.
We said he should get fixed. Didn't we decide that? He should get fixed.
That's asking a lot for
you know what my prediction for Peter is? He's going to go to sex addiction rehab.
Oh, Lord.
No,
that would be very interesting if he finally
Eric Benet try to do that
help.
Foolishness.
You know, if he finally gets some help, maybe he can be a change.
Listen, if you love hoes, you just love hoes. It ain't about
just
sex
own it.
Addiction. Yeah.
Just own it.
But stop coming inside these women. Peter Guns, pow.
Maybe that's Peter maybe Guns, that's what the Guns was up. Really about, and none of us knew. Oh, and it was all in Uptown. So Uptown Baby and Peter Guns, there was
that's the gun.
There was
right
secret
there.
Messages going on there that we weren't aware of.
Peter Guns,
anybody can get it.
Black Ink Miami, stay with us. All right. Anyway,
sex addiction is alive, man. I don't know, man.
I don't know either. No. I don't want to say nothing about it.
See, Peter Guns needs to get clipped. They agree with me.
So we also got Mo versus Young B.
Young B came in though. She came with Cardi B. She was ready.
I like her.
She needed an audience.
I think Young B, because she's so soft spoken and kind of quiet. She's the scarier one.
Yes.
You know?
People get her twisted.
I don't know.
Often.
You might got to watch out for the quiet ones, though.
That's what I'm saying. I'm scared of her.
Oh, okay, okay.
I think
she's
coming in like, you don't know what she might do when she gets upset. So
it's about to go down. She threw the drink at her, the hypnotic mixed with the fruit punch.
Well, the last time they got into a fight, she like hypnotic. She had like sneak attack with
that, you know.
The fruit punch that you get from the dollar store.
Yeah, because you cannot throw no fruit punch on no wig
with
the
cow. With the cow on the label.
Right.
With the cow on the label.
She noticed that she even Mo Money even got a little like makeover.
Yeah.
Yandy's over here, you know, giving her a lot of branding.
Yandy, she's that confessional dress.
Setting
I
up
can't
her
pay
brand,
attention
you know?
To nothing that she's saying.
That dress is horrible.
With that dress
all you just
on.
See is it's the chest. Cut it
that's
out.
That's all. I can't pay attention to nothing. She'd be up there and I'd just be like.
And on that note, we'd like to thank y'all for sticking with us. This is Love & Hip Hop New York. We're going to be back next week. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff, AfterBuzz TV. And today I'm your host. I am Stefan. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at I Am Stefan.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Your Girl Trinae. Let's talk. And yeah, let's get it.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Bentley_Curtis.
Yo, B, you already know what it is. I go hard all day. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Khalil with Boo Boo and on AfterBuzz TV
it.
Because I be hosting stuff all the time.
There you go.
Tick, tick, boom. All
tick,
right.
Tick, boom. Tick,
so y'all join us next week. Thanks for rocking with us. We'll see y'all later.
Boom, 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 boom.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.